Hi, this is Tomo from EchoStream, and you are listening to Radio DMG Pocket Edition.
And I am your host, Philip Wesley, for Radio DMG Pocket Edition. And what we're going to go ahead and do in this episode, or this part of this episode, is recount a little bit of the best things from NDK, the highlights. The basic highlight, and the best part of it, I think, was all the people in their costumes and such. It was great. We got a ton of pictures this year. People were very approachable. It was excellent. Everything just seemed to go pretty darn well. The other things, panel-wise, there were some great concerts. Got a really good Q&A with EchoStream. I missed a bunch of the different panels, and I would have liked to have done more interviews, but we were kind of a little ill-prepped for this particular conference or this particular convention, so it happens. Let the chips fall as they may, que sera, sera, whatever shall be. One of the best panels was Chris Patton, Shares Too Much, and we're going to do a little clip from it in just a moment, so hold on tight. And, by the way, if you've got young ones, or if you are a young one, move away, cloud your ears, because there's cursing. Oh, it's rated M for mature. So hold on, and let's play the clip.
Yes. Hi, I know everybody's going to probably be annoyed with this question.
That's okay.
It's a request from my friend a long time, and it's kind of personally mine, but for the last time, would you do the panda song?
Oh my god. You guys, how many of you know the fucking panda song? This is the last time it's ever going to be sung in public. Okay, so I told you about Nary and the Daikon Brothers before, and how I played this character named Ichiro, who had a thing for a panda. Well, like I told you, it was a musical. And for three different times in the show, he sings a love ballad to the panda. And this is I've sung this song, oh goddamn, I don't know. Like, since 2006, I've been singing this song at conventions. Oh, I'm finally putting this shit under the ground. All right. The last time ever, I'm going to sing Ichiro's love song to the motherfucking panda. Touch my dick for luck. Alright. Fluffy, fluffy, panda, pandy. Don't know why you make me randy. When I poke you in my fantasy, I feel like I could cry. They'll say you're an animal, but I'll say you're a mammal just like me, and we'll be furry through the night. Panda, hold me tight. Fluffy, fluffy, panda, pandy, go to sleep.
And there is a lot more where that came from. Ladies and gentlemen, there's just a ton of that, and hopefully I'll be able to put it up online for you very shortly, very soon, along with the excellent EchoStream Q&A, which props to Tomo from EchoStream for doing our audio drop for this segment, and look forward to the rest of those. I'm going to go and do a little bit on the worst parts of the convention. But yeah, pretty much the best parts of the convention were the cosplay, the panels, the little contests were interesting. Quite frankly, just the general atmosphere was really, really good. It was more laid back than some of the other conventions, like the larger ones we follow. But overall, pretty good convention. Can't wait to go back next year, and can't wait to record more stuff for you. But yeah, we'll have the rest of that Chris Patton Shares Too Much thing up later on, and oh my goodness, it's juicy. But for right now, we'll be right back with the worst of Non-Descon, so cue the music!